This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, August 15. Peter's washing. Our reading comes from John chapter 13. It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean. And you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him. And that was why he said, "Not everyone was clean." When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly, I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." In summertime, I often wear sandals. If I walk on sidewalks and pavement, my feet stay relatively clean. But when I venture onto a dirt path, my feet will quickly get dirty and they'll need washing when I get home. At the Last Supper, foot washing was necessary. In Bible times, foot washing was standard hospitality before a meal or a banquet. Typically, it was performed by a servant. So we can easily picture Peter's surprise and disapproval when Jesus, their host and esteemed teacher, got up, took off his cloak, and began to wash and dry his disciples' feet. "No," Peter declared, "you shall never wash my feet." But when Jesus explained, Peter said Jesus should wash his hands and his head as well. Though Peter and the other disciples didn't understand this foot washing at the time, they later grasped Jesus' deep spiritual meaning in this lowly action. All who belong to Jesus need his washing, not from dirt, but from their sins. And just as people's feet need washing every day, sinners need daily forgiveness. In this humble, selfless act, Jesus demonstrated our need for forgiveness, his power alone to provide this washing, and what it means to love, by sacrificially serving others. When we share the love of Christ with the people around us, they will know that Jesus loves them too. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, thank you for washing our sin away. May we too serve others selflessly, sharing your love and inviting them to know you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.